There are times when you're surprised by who you feel an affinity with, even if it's for a brief moment. That's what recently happened to our linguist, Jeff Nunberg.
I drive home from Palo Alto to San Francisco on Route 280. A beautiful road, it winds down the middle of the peninsula with hills and lakes on one side and glimpses of the bay 5 miles away on the other. It's usually the only time of day I get to relax and think about anything for more than 5 minutes at a stretch. Except that on this particular day, I wasn't interested in the view, and everything that was coming to mind was something that I really didn't want to think about. A problem with a real estate escrow, a defective computer monitor I couldn't get the dealer to replace, you don't want to know. My cassette player wasn't working, and I was in the part of the drive where it's hard to pull in any music stations. I for sure wasn't interested in listening to NPR. I can't concentrate on NPR when I'm in that kind of a mood. It's like Newsack. I started to punch up the AM stations. On the sports talk show, they were talking about the Warriors, which only made me more irritated. Don't even get me started on the Warriors. I pushed the scan button, and the radio started jumping its way up the band, and then all of a sudden I heard a man's voice saying, "You see, my friend?" That's all it took, just, "You see, my friend?" I knew I was right where I needed to be, one of those stations that's just for us angry white guys. That's the only place on radio where they call people my friend. It's the way you talk to somebody when you're trying to clue him in on something. Wake up and smell the roses, my friend. That's what C does, too. I mean the C that means, let me wise you up about this business, as in, "See, that's exactly what Bill Clinton wants you to think," or, "See, these immigrants don't want to learn English." It's the word you use when you think that everything has a hidden explanation. It's not at all like look. Look is what you say when you're trying to resolve a disagreement, as in, "Look, I'll grant you the Warriors are in trouble all over, but they still could use a number two guard." People weren't saying look much on the show. Maybe there weren't many disagreements, or maybe nobody really cared about resolving them. It was more of an exercise in the pure syntax of indignation. The way I was feeling, I could understand this perfectly. It didn't have anything to do with politics. You can be ticked off at Clinton and the ATF, or you can be ticked off at the host and the callers. The important thing is that you get this agreeable buzz of irritation on. You feel a sense of community, like you're part of the great confraternity of ticked-off white guys muttering to themselves all over America. I listened to the callers. I listened to the ads for gold coins and vocabulary-building cassette tapes. They did a station ID that said that the station was the place that still cared about the working stiff. Right, I thought. I'm both of those. I was getting the hang of the syntax. Some guy called in with a story about how liberal photographers are always using motor drives and catching conservative politicians with their mouths open. I wasn't sure what the point was. I don't think the radio guy got it either, but he didn't pursue it. Whatever it was, it probably fit in somewhere. "Typical," he said. "Isn't that always the way?" "That's always the way," the guy said. "You keep up the good work now." I had this urge to call the show on the special line they reserve for cellular phones. "Let's go to Jeff on the car phone from the peninsula. What's in your mind, Jeff?" I tell him about the problem I was having with my monitor. He'd listen to me, and then he'd say, "See, that dealer has no intention of replacing that monitor." "Right," I tell him. "That's how I had it figured. Isn't that always the way?" He'd say, "You got it, my friend. That's always the way." "Well, thanks," I'd say. "Hey, you're doing a great job there." Enough already. When I crossed Route 92, I pushed the button on the radio. I could pick up the jazz station now. I started to feel better. On the left, the sun was slipping behind the hills, halating the fog that was pouring over the ridgeline. You look, you see.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.